This is episode number 2482 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 13th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Richard Simmons' rep spoke out and shared how the fitness guru is doing on his 75th birthday.
Oh, that's right. It's just the other day.
Yep.
Big. That's a big milestone birthday. 75.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Especially when you haven't been seen in a long
time. Yeah, right? Wait a minute. 75. Where's Richard? We're going to do that again?
Yeah. Tom Estes shared a rare update. Not a photo.
Mm-hmm.
But an update.
Yeah.
About the fitness world's biggest recluse.
Yeah.
This is a big milestone, Tom told Entertainment Tonight. I just want to see him happy, which he is.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, if that's true. And nobody's holding him hostage.
It'd be nice if...
Go back to that again.
It'd be nice if he, you know, come out the door and wave or something.
Well,
you know?
I don't think he needs to wave. I think he needs to say something, not through his rep.
Yes.
I think he needs to just say something. Post something on social media. Anything.
Like, you know? Leave me the F alone.
Yeah, leave me the F alone.
We'd be like going, hey, it came from Richard. Peace out, man.
Peace out.
You know?
Well, I mean, 75, you know, he could say, now get off my lawn. He could
say
that.
And we would say, we're off, man.
We're off, man. Sorry.
The fact would be that he would be there and he would be saying it.
Right. I don't think he's old enough because, you know, Clint Eastwood just went back to direct a movie at age 90, whatever.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it's like,
he's
nobody,
the man.
Nobody can say, get off my lawn.
No.
If Clint Eastwood's the only
one.
And if
they do, that's the only lawn to ever tell someone to get off of.
That's right, you're not old enough. Still, he's a young whippersnapper when it comes to Clint Eastwood years. Boy, I'm telling you. 75, bah, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
Nothing.
No, puppy.
Puppy.
Well, you gotta figure between 75 and the age that Clint Eastwood is now.
Yeah, right.
There's a whole adult.
Well, yeah, there is. It's 20 years almost. 20 stinking years.
How old is
Clint Eastwood? Is like 93, 94.
I always think of him as 99.
No,
he's
no,
not
yet,
99.
But he will be soon.
He'll be directing a movie.
Yeah, and he'll be going like, I
and
don't
probably
let
starring
the old
in
man.
It.
I get up every morning. I don't let the old man in. That's awesome. I think that's awesome.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, sure can.
I think maybe it was the last time we heard from Richard Simmons. It was in August of 2022, about a year ago.
Yeah.
Message of gratitude for fan support. And he wrote on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. He wrote on Facebook.
Well, yeah, but at least he wrote on his Facebook.
If he did it.
Well, you...
Thank
right,
you,
okay.
Everyone, for your kindness and love. Love, Richard.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. I'll take that. I'll take that better than get off my lawn or... Teresa's really not hurting me. Go away.
So in a statement to E! News, Simmons' rep added to the previous quote earlier that he is so gratified by the outpouring of love and good wishes from his fans. He wants them to know he is doing well and sends all his best wishes back to them.
Well, we do wish Richard Simmons the best.
Oh, we do. Absolutely.
And we hope that he's healthy and that he's enjoying his retirement. I guess that's what you could call it, retirement. So a lot of these stars are retired, so they can't all be Clint Eastwood. That's just all there is to it, right?
No, none of us can.
None of us can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those six fateful words.
Uh-huh.
You skied into my effing back. Are set to be immortalized on the small screen.
Oh,
thanks
no.
to a new documentary about Gwyneth Paltrow's ski crash lawsuit.
Wow. Like, there are no new ideas for reality TV. You guys could make another Below Deck. I mean, it's worthy of 14, 15 episodes a season. And you could do like two seasons a year.
Where do you want them to go?
They could go to Antarctica. I don't care.
Well, Alaska.
Well, I don't know how many luxury yachts. There's the one that goes to Norway. And
there's luxury yachts that go to Alaska.
Flipping cold up there. Anyway.
Well, you think about a place I'll that think you want about them Blowtech. To go,
yeah.
And you let them know.
I will do that. I will do that. Anyway.
All right.
Reality Court TV. Wow. Like we didn't get enough with Johnny and Amber. Now we get Goop and what's
his name.
At
least that was interactive almost.
Yeah, right.
It was a drinking game.
And it was a pooping game. Who doesn't love a good pooping story?
You don't hear that one every day.
There you go. Anyway.
It was riveting. So the civil trial earlier this year saw Goop sued by and then countersue retired optometrist Terry Sanders after the duo collided on a Utah ski slope in 2016.
You probably should have said optometrist opportunist. Yes. Yes. Oh, she's famous. She's worth millions. I'll get her.
Jackpot,
yes.
This is better than a sinkhole under the bed.
Oh, my God.
Sanders claimed his entanglement with Gwynny caused him to suffer physical injuries and emotional distress, while Goop, for her part, lost half a day of skiing.
So, which do you weigh?
Oh, my goodness.
Injuries or losing a half day of skiing? Now, half day of skiing is pretty expensive, I will say.
It is. So. And well, I wouldn't know, actually.
Oh, my God.
If I'm at a ski slope,
I thought that was the lamest excuse to say. It wasn't like she lost anything or, you know, that she was embarrassed or that even she was hurt by the collision. It was that I lost a half day of skiing.
Well, think about this. Think about who you're talking about.
I know. That's why I'm doing my head this way. Well, I lost, Your Honor, I lost a half day of skiing.
All right. So I didn't notice the head bob up at first.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sorry.
Weren't watching. Yeah. You got to look this direction. This is radio.
That's
you
true.
You can't see.
So. I was checking my notes.
Anyway.
All right. So we have physical injuries. We have emotional distress. We have her losing a half day of skiing.
Opportunism.
And then Gwynny, she ended up winning the trial for $1 against
opportunist.
Optometrist who had lied about the incident.
So this is going to be made into, or they're going to show the footage of and edit it into.
It's going to be...
court TV. Oh, my.
Well, it's going to be... it'll be two parts.
Two parts!
And it's being produced for Warner Discovery UK.
Oh.
By the same company that produced Kim versus Kanye, The Divorce.
Oh, my God. Well, then. I don't know. I just don't know what to say.
There's not much to say,
with
really.
With our apologies. Right after that. To Apple, because your parents called you Apple and Halle Berry, and you lost a half day of skiing. More news tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.